prepared for us.
今天晚上跟大家来一起学习主耶稣已经复活。
And tonight we'd like to share the gospel that Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected.
我们现在来看马太福音二十八章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音的二十八章。
Matthew 28.
第一节
Verse 1. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb.
然后第五节
Verse 5. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified."
第六节
Verse 6. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay.
这个地方在讲抹大拉的玛利亚一大早就来看主耶稣的坟墓。
Here states that Mary Magdalene came before dawn to see the tomb where Jesus' body laid.
因为她身上有七个鬼被主耶稣赶出去。
Because in her life once, Lord Jesus cast out seven demons from her body.
所以她对主耶稣非常的感恩。
And therefore, she had great gratitude toward this personal Savior.
一生跟着主耶稣，服侍主耶稣。
And she determined to follow Lord Jesus Christ all her life.
到埋葬的时候，还在看守他的坟墓。
And even till the day that he had already been buried and entombed, she was still there waiting and following him.
在七日的第一日，他就看到那个墓的堵墓的这个。石头已经不在了。
And on the very first day of the week, she found that the stone had been rolled away from the tomb.
因为主耶稣还没有死以前呢，就有传说，他三天要复活。
Because before Lord Jesus had been crucified, there was already a rumor that in 3 days he would be resurrected.
所以当时的官呢，比拉多就吩咐兵丁在前面看守。
And therefore, the Roman judge at the time, Pilate, had conscripted soldiers to guard at the tomb.
但是一大早，这头木石头就不见了。
But they found that in the early in the morning, the stone was already rolled back from the tomb.
天使特别咋说
？And the angel said,
说他照着他所说的已经复活了。
And the angel said, He has already risen as he had promised.
这是一个历史上非常重要的宣告。
And this is a very important message to the world.
耶稣已经复活了。
That Lord Jesus is already risen.
我们知道世界有几个大的宗教。
We know that there are many great denominations today in the world.
包括回教，包括佛教。
This includes Buddhism, includes Muslim. Islam.
每一个宗教都有它的创始人。
And every religion has its founder.
也都讲了一些很深奥的理论。
And they all have their deep philosophies and religions.
但这几个大的宗教里面，只有一个创办人，主耶稣从死里复活。
But in all these great religions of the world today, there is only one founder, Lord Jesus Christ.
但这个复活的事实使主耶稣变成救主而不只是教主。
Who was the only founder to have resurrected from death, and that made him more than just a prophet, it made him the Lord God and Savior.
因为圣经里面说死是众人的结局。
Because the Bible says,Death is the end of all men.
没有一个人能够逃避死亡。
There is not one person that can escape the clutches of death.
死是最有力量的敌人。
The death is the greatest enemy that mankind will face in their lives.
所以传道书说，没有一个人能够掌管自己的生命。
And therefore, Ecclesiastes says there is not one person who can grasp hold of his life.
我们要活几岁，这不是我们能决定的。
It is not in our control as to how long we shall live in the world today.
也没有一个人能够掌管自己的死期，哪一天我要死。
There's no not one person that can determine the date of their death.
那生命长短死期是谁在决定？
And who is the one who determines when we die and how long we live, whether long or short?
就是掌管生命那一位。
It is the one who controls life and death.
就是天上的神。
And that is the God in heaven above.
传道书接着说，这是一场征战。
And so Ecclesiastes says our life is a struggle.
没有一个得胜，全部都失败。
No one can win this war.Everyone will fail at the knees of death.
包括几个宗教的创办人、教主，全部都死了。
Even all the fathers of religion or so-called founders of religion, everyone have failed at the feet of death.
所以既然他们被死所统治、控制
，and since they are all conquered by death,
他就没有办法救人脱离死亡。
None of them can claim that they can save the world.
那如果一个教主不能救人脱离死亡
，and if a religious leader cannot claim that it can save people from death,
那他就不是救主。
Then that person can never be the savior of mankind.
所以天使宣告他已经复活了。
And therefore, angel proclaimed that he is already risen.
这是历史上非常重要一个宣告。
And this is a very important message in history.
我们现在看主耶稣怎么在预言。
And let's see how Lord Jesus prophesied of his resurrection.
马太福音
in Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音的十六章。
Matthew 16.
二十一节
Verse 21. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day.
在这个地方，主耶稣指示他的门徒。
And here, Lord Jesus instructed his disciples.
那接下去这个就是预言，还没有发生，他先把它讲出来。
Then he spoke of something that was about to happen, a prophecy of something that would occur in the future.
人能够预测，但是人没有办法预知。
Now man can try to foretell the future, but they cannot prophesy the future.
但是主耶稣他可以预知。
Yet the Lord Savior Jesus Christ can know what will happen in the future.
所以他说，他要被杀，然后三天要复活。
And that is why Lord Jesus said with conviction that he will be killed and then raised on the third day.
那在前面主耶稣问门徒啊，说你说我是谁
？And so Lord Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you think I am?"
因为他跟主耶稣已经跟了一段时间了。
Because the disciples have followed him for several years.
也生活在一起，也听他讲道，也看他行神迹。
They have lived with him every day. They have seen him perform miracles. They have followed him every step of the way.
那到底我是谁？
And so, Lord Jesus asked him, "Who do you think I am?"
大家都知道他非常不同，但是就是答不出来。
Everyone knew that he was very unique and different, but they could not answer that question.
那只有彼得说你是基督，是神的儿子。
Only Peter understood and said that you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
这个头衔本身呢，是要有实力。才来证明的。
And this title itself must be fulfilled by concrete evidence.
不然的话，这个头衔是空的。
Otherwise, this title is meaningless.
你是基督，救世主。
And when Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Savior."
你是神的儿子。
You are the Son of God.
那主耶稣怎么来证明他是基督，他是神的儿子
？And how does Lord Jesus prove that he is in fact the Messiah and also the Savior of mankind?
就是。他预言他会死，然后三天会活过来。
Firstly, he prophesied that he will die, and then third day he will resurrect.
这个证明他掌管生命。
And this proves that he controls life and death.
我们现在看约翰福音。
Let's look at John.
约翰福音的第十章。
Chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
十七节。
Verse 17.
请读。
Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again.
这个地方说我父爱我。
Here states that my Father loves me.
因为我将命舍去。
Because I lay down my life.
然后好再取回来。
So that I can take it up again.
然后十八节。
And then verse 18. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again.
这里说没有人夺去我的命，是我自己愿意舍弃的。
No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord.
然后我有权柄舍弃，也有权柄取回来。
And Lord Jesus states, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again.
有时候我们爱一个人，愿意为一个人牺牲。
Sometimes we love someone so much, we're willing to lay our lives down for that person.
但是死了就回不来。
But once we lay our lives down, we die. We can never recover our lives again.
所以世界上真的爱到愿意为人死的实在是不多。
And therefore, there are very few in this world who are willing to lay their lives down for another person.
因为人只能活一次，没有就没有了。
Because as man, people, we can only live once. Once we die, we're no longer here.
那主耶稣说，他是自己甘愿舍弃的。
But here, Lord Jesus says, I lay down my life on my own accord.
为什么？
What does it mean?
就是要救赎人类脱离罪的一个赎价。
And so what he's saying is that he has laid down his life as a price of redemption for the sins of mankind.
所以圣经每一次讲到神的爱，都讲到耶稣为我们而死。
And therefore, every time the Bible refers to love of God, it demonstrates it by referring to the, how Lord Jesus died for our sins.
没有一个爱比这个更大更深。
There is no greater love than this.
会更感动人。
Nothing deeper than this that can move people's hearts other than when one lays down his life for others.
他说我有权柄把它取回来。
And therefore, Lord Jesus says, I have the power to take up my life again.
所以在十一章，我们看约翰福音十一章。
And therefore, we see in John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
十五节。
Verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
这里主耶稣宣告，生命在我，复活也在我。
And here, Lord Jesus lays the claim that I am the resurrection and the life.
这是一个非常不简单的宣告。
And this is a very amazing claim.
为什么？
Why?
因为他讲这一句话的地方，刚好有一个拉撒路死了四天。
Because as he stated here, there was happens to be a person, Lazarus, who had died for 4 days.
如果一个医生广告他有多厉害，这个广告都不算。
If there is a physician that dare claim that he is so extraordinary or very gifted,
就是把一个病人带到他面前，看你现在怎么医。
That he can heal all sorts of diseases of any patient that's brought before him.
医得好，这个广告才是实在的。
And if he were to advertise in this way, it would only be true if that happens with every case that's presented to him.
那现在拉撒路死了四天，你在他旁边说生命在我，复活在我。
And now we see Lazarus is laying dead in a tomb right next to where Jesus is making claim, I am the resurrection and the life.
那别人马上要看，那现在拉撒路怎么办？
And so everyone will turn their eyes to that dead corpse of Lazarus and see what Lord Jesus will do.
所以主耶稣是有实力的。
And so Lord Jesus does have control in his hands.
因为他是神成为人，他本身就是神。
He has authority because he is God that has been manifested in the flesh in the world.
所以神讲有就有，神讲成就成。
And therefore, when God says it will be done, it will surely be done.
因此他叫人带到拉撒路的坟墓去。
And therefore, when he said for people to open the tomb for Lazarus,
大家说他已经臭了。
And others said that his body is already smelling for so many days.
主耶稣就奉神的名就感谢神，然后就呼叫他的名字。
But Lord Jesus did not, was not deterred. He only prayed to Lord God Father, and then in the name of God Father, he called Lazarus to be resurrected and to be alive.
拉撒路就活过来。
And then Lord Lazarus indeed rose again from death.
谁能够掌管生命？
So who can have control over death?
只有神本身。
Only God himself.
谁能够预知未来？
And who can know about the future?
只有神本身。
Only God himself.
所以当主耶稣从死里复活。
And therefore, when Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead,
这个就证明他是从神来做救主。
And this proves that he is the one that's sent sent by God to be the savior of mankind.
有具体的事实证明他可以当救主。
And this is a concrete evidence that he is surely qualified to be our savior, for he has conquered death.
他可以救人脱离死亡，进入永生。
And because of his victory, he is now able to deliver all of mankind from death as well.
因为他本身死了三天再活过来。
Because he himself was buried for 3 days and he resurrected and overcame death.
如果基督教最重要的教义，耶稣从死里复活没有发生。
And if the most crucial component of the Christian religion is that Lord Jesus never resurrected.
那基督教是历史以来最大的谎言。
Then that will, or that has resurrected, and yet Lord Jesus did not. Then that will be the greatest hoax in history.
他骗了这么多人，骗了两千年。
For he would have been tricking others for 2,000 years.
这有可能吗？
And is it possible for someone to pull the wool over people's eyes for 2,000 years?
这是不可能的。
This is not true.
所以耶稣从死里复活，这是历史的事实。
And so it is not possible that this lie will persist for 2,000 years. So we know that for a fact that Lord Jesus has resurrected.
那这个事实在当时改变了门徒，在现在要改变我们。
And this reality, this truth, actually transformed the lives of the disciples of that time. This news will also transform our lives today.
所以这个不是童话，不是故事，这是事实。
This is not a myth, not a fairy tale. This is a reality.
他的门徒主耶稣显现给他们看。
And so when Lord Jesus manifested himself after resurrection to his disciples.
其中有一个多马，那个头脑比较发达。
And there was a person named Thomas who thought he was so clever.
主耶稣显现的时候他不在，那别人跟他讲，刚刚主耶稣显现。
And when Lord Jesus appeared to all the disciples, he happened to be absent.
主耶稣说，除非他显给我看，然后让我能够摸到他钉十字架的伤痕，不然我不信。
And when people told him that Lord Jesus resurrected, he doubted it. And he even said that, I would not believe it unless I see Lord Jesus myself and touch the nail-pierced hand and touch his sides where he was pierced.
那真的，主耶稣就像多马显现。
And truly, Lord Jesus appeared to him personally.
说魂是无骨无肉，我是有的，你来摸摸看。
He says, ghosts do not have a body, but I do have a body here. You can touch me and believe.
所以多马就说，我主我神。他真的从心里面相信，他是我的主，他是我的神。
When disciple Thomas finally witnessed the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he was so astonished, he really called out, my Lord, my God.
那主耶稣后来显现给五百多个人看。
And there, later on, Lord Jesus also appeared to 500 people.
那也显现给保罗看。
And he also resurrected to Apostle Paul.
所以耶稣复活是很多人看见的。
And so many people witnessed that Lord Jesus did in fact resurrect.
他在地上活了40天才升天去。
In fact, he showed himself to many people for a period of 40 days before he ascended to heaven.
那主耶稣复活这件事情改变了门徒非常大。
This fact that Lord Jesus resurrected transformed the lives of the disciples completely.
在《使徒行传》里面。
In the book of Acts.
他们非常勇敢地去传福音。
They bravely preached the gospel of salvation.
在第二章里面，我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
In Acts chapter 2.
《使徒行传》第二章。
In Acts chapter 2.
32节。
Verse 32. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses.
这个地方说，你们钉死的那个耶稣，神已经叫他复活了。
Here it says that this Jesus that you crucified, God has raised up.
那我们为这个事做见证。
And we are all witnesses of this fact.
我们不只听他这样讲，我们真的看过他。
Not only we heard him for telling us that he would do this, we all witnessed his resurrection.
那他这个最后要讲什么
？And so what is their point?
这个最后就是要见证他就是救主基督。
And this purpose is so that they can proclaim that Lord Jesus Christ is in fact the Savior of mankind.
36节。
And verse 36, therefore let all the house of Israel know, assuredly, that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
所以两千年前被钉在十字架的那一位主耶稣。
And so the Lord Jesus that was crucified, nailed on the cross 2,000 years ago,
他复活了。
He has resurrected today.
他还活着。
And he still lives today.
他就是我们人类的救主。
And he is the savior of all mankind.
那既然他掌管生命，他要赐给每一个人生命。
And since he is able to control life and death, he will give us and grant us our lives too.
所以这些门徒就到处去传福音。
And therefore, all these disciples proclaimed everywhere boldly the gospel of Christ.
那这个当时的政府很怕的，主耶稣影响力太大。
And at that time, the government was so worried that the influence of the Christians was so great.
所以就把门徒抓来打了，叫他不可以传。
And they even sought to whip and punish all the disciples who were preaching the gospel that Jesus has risen.
他们出去又开始传。
But regardless of what they did, these disciples continued to proclaim.
耶稣就是复活了，他就是救主。
The word that Lord Jesus has risen and he is the Savior.
那后来有一个叫斯蒂凡的被石头打死，为着传耶稣。
There was a person called Stephen who was martyred because of his proclamation that Lord Jesus was alive.
那这些门徒啊，不但没有停止传耶稣，他到处去传耶稣复活，他就是救主。
And all these apostles and disciples never feared for their lives, but they continued to proclaim that Lord Jesus has risen and he is our Savior.
为什么这么多人愿意冒生命的危险这样来传扬耶稣呢？
Why would so many people be willing to sacrifice and endanger their lives to proclaim this news that Lord Jesus has risen?
因为他们真的看到复活的耶稣。
Because they truly have witnessed that Lord Jesus rose again from dead.
他知道耶稣是救主。
They know for a fact that Lord Jesus is Savior.
他知道主耶稣要带给世界上人最大的爱。
And that Lord Jesus will be the only one that will be able to give us the greatest love that anyone can receive.
要把人带回到他的国度里面。
And is to redeem us, to bring us back into his heavenly kingdom.
来享受丰盛的生命，将来有天国的盼望。
And to enjoy an abundant life in this life and also eternal life in the life to come.
所以主耶稣他的钉十字架改变很多人，他复活也改变很多人。
And therefore, when Lord Jesus was crucified, his resurrection, his crucifixion changed and transformed the lives of many people.
那主耶稣的复活今天对你跟我又有什么意义呢？
So what is the significance of Lord Jesus' resurrection to you and us today?
这是意义非常的重大。
And this meaning is very deep and very powerful.
圣经里面说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
And therefore the Bible says now exists three things, faith, love, and hope.
做基督徒有什么不同？
So what is the difference by being a Christian?
每天不是生活都一样吗？
Isn't everyone's daily lives the same?
不做，外表看起来是一样的。
It is true. From the outer appearance, it seems that we're all existing in this world.
但是事实上很大的不同。
But actually, we experience a very big difference in our lives.
第一个。
Firstly,
我们因为信耶稣，我们活在信心里面。
Because we believe in Jesus, we live in faith.
信心是什么？
And what is faith?
是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
And faith is the substance of seen things unseen, the evidence of things hoped for.
所以信心把我们的生活领域扩充到灵界。
And therefore, through faith, we are able to expand our horizons to the spiritual realm.
如果我们没有信耶稣。
If today we do not believe in Jesus,
我们差不多可以肯定你一生要怎么活。
And we may not be able to know how we should live our life today.
Orange County 很舒服，就活在这里活到死。
And we may think Orange County is very comfortable and we'll live here until we die.
那死了怎么办？买一个墓地就埋在 Orange County 啊，风水最好。
And if we die, then we'll just buy a burial ground and lie here for eternity.
所以人的这个人生啊，领域非常的狭小。
And therefore, there are concept where horizons very short-lived, short vision.
那人我们一死了，虽然那个墓碑上刻有我的名字，但是一下就被忘记了。
And even though when we die, and the cremation, our name is engraved on a tomb, but we're so short-sighted because we only focus on our life in this world.
但是信心把我们 带到灵界里面。
But faith is able to expand our horizon into the spiritual eternity.
带到神的面前。
And to the presence of God.
带到天国的盼望。
To the hope of heaven.
带到天国的荣耀。
To the glory of the everlasting heaven.
带我们到丰盛的生命里面。
And to an abundant life.
忽然间我们发现我们的人生变成非常的丰富。
And suddenly we find our lives are full of meaning and abundance.
这是信心的果效。
And this is the result and fruit of faith.
那因为我们对神有信心。
Because we have faith in Lord God.
每一天通过我们的信心体会神的恩典。
And through faith we are able to experience him every single day.
所以每一个人身上都有数不完的。
And therefore, every one of us as Christians can have innumerable, countless blessings that we experience every day.
第二个，我们信耶稣就是活在神的爱里面。
And secondly, as Christians, we live under the love of God.
这位神就是我们的父亲。
And this God is our heavenly Father.
他爱我们超过我们地上的父母亲。
He loves us even more, far more than our earthly parents.
他又是无所不能的一个父亲。
And he is also the all-knowing, all-capable God.
他又是无所不知的父亲。
All-knowing, all-powerful God.
所以人生的每一件事情，他都知道怎么解决，他也有能力解决，他也愿意为我们解决。
And therefore, any problems we encounter in this life, He knows how to help us solve the solution, and He also knows how to help us, and He's willing to help us.
问题在乎我愿意不愿意接受他做我的救主。
And the issue lies today, do we want to make the choice to receive Jesus as our personal Savior in our lives today or not?
活在爱是幸福的。
If you can live in His love, it is a blessed life.
但是死一来，这个幸福就过去了。
And once our death comes over us, then our blessing of opportunities pass.
活在天父的爱。
If we can dwell under His love,
这是永恒的幸福。
This is an eternal grace.
因为这个爱是永远的。
Because this love is eternal.
那第三个就是盼望。
And thirdly is a hope.
信耶稣最大的盼望是什么？
And what is the greatest hope as Christians who believe in Jesus today?
不是地面上的。
It is not an earthly hope.
所以哥林多前书十五章说，我们信耶稣如果在今生有盼望，就比众人还可怜。
And therefore, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, if today we believe in Christ only for a hope in this earthly life, then we are to be pitied.
所以信耶稣最重要盼望不是今生的。
And therefore, to believe in Jesus, the greatest hope is not in this world.
那是什么？
And so what is the hope?
我们看彼得前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
从第三节到第四节。
From verse 3 to verse 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begun us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这里说要颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
Here it says, to blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他借着死重生了我们。
And through his death, he has given us living hope through resurrection.
然后让我们有活泼的盼望。
So that we can have a living hope.
每个人都有盼望。
Every one of us has hope in this life.
没有盼望，我们没有办法面对明天。
If without hope, we cannot face tomorrow.
但是我们的盼望得到就失去。
But once we have our hope, many times our hopes are extinguished.
没有一个盼望得到不会失去的。
There is not one hope that will not be extinguished.
一直到我们找到主耶稣。
Until one day we find, truly find Jesus Christ.
我们知道人生有一个盼望，你得到它会永远拥有它。
And we find that there is an everlasting, enduring hope that will always stay with us.
这个叫活泼的盼望，就是叫有生命的盼望。
And that is called a living hope, a hope that is filled with life.
所以人生的集中追求是什么？
And so what is the focal point of pursuit for our lives today?
有的人很会计划，退休以后都打算得很好。
And many people are very good at calculating planning for retirement.
有的人计划更深，连坟墓也准备很好。
And other people have planned even for their burial ground.
但是如果我们问 到底你一生集中的追求是什么？答不出来。
But we really ask the question, what is the ultimate purpose of your life? They cannot answer.
如果人生最后的目标是在坟墓，实在是太可怜了。
If our ultimate purpose in life is to have a good death and burial, that is a very meaningless pursuit.
人生集中的盼望就是主耶稣给我们的盼望。
And the purpose of our life is the hope that Lord Jesus can give us.
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
那个基业，那个财产是在天上。
So our inheritance will be in heaven.
是不会消失的。
It will not be corruptible.
那下面说它是不会朽坏
，and it will not be defiled.
不像金银会朽坏
，it will not fade away, not like gold or silver.
不会玷污的
，and it's undefiled.
好像地上的财产会玷污
，not like the treasures in this world that will be corrupted.
不会衰残
，and will not be corrupted.
所以主耶稣为我们复活以后，让我们生命变成很有盼望。
And when Lord Jesus Christ allows us to be able to resurrect with Him, that we are full of hope.
因此，我们今天信耶稣，就不再惧怕死亡。
And therefore, today we as Christians we do not fear death any longer.
因为主耶稣已经宣告，他就是生命。
Because Lord Jesus has promised that He is our life.
在他里面没有死亡。
In Him there is no death.
这是何等重要的宣告
！And this is a very important proclamation.
所以在主耶稣里面，只有睡觉，没有死亡。
And therefore, those who die in Christ only sleep; they do not die.
睡觉就是会再醒过来。
And when we sleep, that means we will awaken once more.
那什么时候醒过来
？And when will we awaken again?
耶稣再来就醒过来。
When Lord Jesus comes again to receive us.
我们的肉体要改变成为灵体。
And our body shall be transformed to a spiritual body.
然后去到天国与主同在。
We shall be lifted to heaven to be with our Lord God forever.
所以一个人一旦找到这个救主
，And once we find this precious Savior.
我们就发现人生几十年就是要预备那将来千千万万年永远无尽的那个天国的福分。
We find that this short time in this earth is a time to prepare our lives for that eternity, for millions and millions of years that later on we will spend in heaven.
所以忽然间我们发现我们人生目标很清楚。
Suddenly we find that the purpose of life has now become very clear.
盼望很活泼。
And our hope has a lively hope.
就是因为耶稣从死里复活。
Because we know for a fact that Lord Jesus has resurrected from death.
他今天还活着。
And that He lives again today.
他过去能够医病赶鬼。
In the past, He can heal the sick and raise the dead.
今天这个主耶稣照样我们求告他的名，我们也可以体会到很多大有能力的恩典。
And cast out demons, and today we can rely on the name of Jesus Christ to also ask for blessings and miracles and signs and wonders.
我说耶稣升天以后
，And to when Lord Jesus ascended to heaven,
他的门徒到处去传福音
，And all the disciples went everywhere to proclaim about his resurrection.
一生瘸腿的，他可以叫他起来走。
And they were able to perform many miracles. Those who are lame was able to be healed and walk again.
大家就看到这些门徒很好奇，哎呀，这个人实在是不一样。
And many people were astounded by all the wonders that was done through the disciples in the name of Jesus.
彼得说：“你不是我的前程啊，这是奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫他起来走。”
Apostle Peter said, "It's not through our godliness that we were able to make this lame man walk again. It is through the faith in the name of Jesus, and through Jesus' name that this man is healed."
那保罗也是一样，奉耶稣的名神迹奇事行出来。
And likewise, Paul also performed many miracles in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以这个耶稣还活着，他的名字现在大有权柄。
And it's because Lord Jesus has risen that we know that miracles can still be performed in His name today.
有时候我们人生真的不晓得要去哪里求帮助。
In our lives, we may encounter tribulations that we didn't know where to find solutions.
真正的困难也没有人能够帮助。
And many troubles, no one can help us with.
但是主耶稣已经宣告，他就是我们的父，就是我们的救主。
Lord Jesus has proclaimed to us that He is our Father.And He is our Savior.
他随时可以跟我们同在。
He is willing to be with us at any time to come into our hearts.
他在每一个地方都可以做我们的帮助。
And in every aspect of lives, He can be our great helper.
他在每一个困难上，他都能够帮助我们。
And every trouble, He is willing to help us.
所以如果我们人生劳苦担重担，
and if we feel that our lives today are heavily burdened with a heavy yoke,
可以来找主耶稣。
We can come to look for Jesus for help.
因为这个救主要救我们。
Because Lord Jesus shall save us.
让我们在他里面享受安息。
So that we can enjoy the rest that is in Him.
好，我们现在来看啊，约翰福音十六章。
Let's look at John chapter 16.
啊，约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.
第七节。
Verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you.
这里在十五章开始，主耶稣就说他要回到父那里去。
And starting chapter 15 of the book of John, Lord Jesus starts to proclaim that he will return to the Father.
父就是天上天国。
Father represents the heavenly kingdom.
他为什么去？因为他为我们预备地方。
Why does he need to ascend back to heaven? Because he's going there to prepare the place for us.
那这里说，我如果不去，保惠师就不下来。
And here Lord Jesus says, if I do not go away, then the Helper will not come to you.
那我去，保惠师就要下来。
But if I depart, then I will send him to you.
这个保惠师是什么？
And what is, or who is this helper?
这个保惠师就是圣灵。
This helper is the Holy Spirit.
所以后来他们看到主耶稣升天去了。
And therefore, when the disciples saw that Lord Jesus ascended to heaven,
结果他们就照着主耶稣的吩咐这样求圣灵。
They followed the instructions of Lord Jesus before he departed to heaven to wait for the promised Holy Spirit.
真的照着他的应许，圣灵降下。
And according with his instructions, they gathered together to pray for the Holy Spirit, and they received it.
所以主耶稣的复活跟我们今天可以得圣灵是有关系的。
And therefore, Lord Jesus' resurrection has everything to do with us being able to receive the Holy Spirit today.
因为他复活成全了救恩，回到天上，然后圣灵就降下来。
Lord Jesus' resurrection, He is able to fulfill the plan of salvation, go back to heaven, and be able to pour out the promised Holy Spirit that we can see and hear today.
因此在约翰十六章，我们再看十二节。
Let's look at John chapter 16, verse 12.I still have many things to say to you, but cannot bear them now.
13节。
Verse 13, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will...
主耶稣说，我很多事告诉你，但你不能明白。
Here, Lord Jesus says, there are many things I'd like to speak to you about, but you do not understand.
因为主耶稣讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because the words, every word that Lord Jesus speaks is life and is truth.
这个不是地上的哲理。
This is not a philosophy in this world.
地上的哲理啊，就是要头脑聪明，你就听得懂。
If you are smart, you can understand the philosophies in this world.
但是这个灵生命是从神来的。
But when Lord Jesus says, the words I speak are spirit and life.
所以要真理的圣灵，他要带我们进到真理里面。
They only come from God the Father, and so only this Spirit of Truth can lead us so that we can understand His truth and have life in us.
所以有时候我们要接受信仰真的很难。
And therefore, sometimes it's very difficult for us to receive this gospel of salvation.
神看不见，我怎么信？
Because if we do not see God, how can we believe in Him?
虽然医病赶鬼使人复活这个神迹到处都有。
Even though we may witness miracles of healings of demons being cast out or people resurrecting from dead.
但是对有一些人还是很难信。
But for many people, even witnessing miracles do not persuade them to believe in Jesus Christ.
那如果他用头脑去想，把他想清楚来信，更难信。
And if they want to rely on their rationalization to believe in Jesus, it's even more difficult for them to really believe in faith.
那要怎么信？
And so what is the one way that we can believe in Jesus Christ?
就是向神求圣灵。
It is to plead to Lord Jesus for His Holy Spirit.
神啊，你赐给我圣灵。
Lord Jesus, if you give me the Holy Spirit,
当神的灵进到我们里面，
then we can experience Him. Once He enters in our body, we know He is real.
我们就会有属神的智慧。
We will receive that spiritual wisdom from above.
我们就听得懂神的话。
We will understand the words that He speaks to us today.
我们的眼睛就开了，可以看到灵界。
And our spiritual eyes will be opened so that we can see the spiritual realm beyond.
那这样我们就很容易信耶稣。
And then we can believe in Jesus Christ readily with all our heart.
所以要进到信仰里面呢，一个关键就是圣灵。
And so to be able to enter into the faith and to be saved requires the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以我们等一下祷告会有圣灵降下来。
And therefore, when we are praying later on, we will ask for the Holy Spirit to come down into our hearts.
照着两千年前在五旬节的体验，他们很迫切祷告应许的圣灵。第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章
Second Corinthians chapter 5
第四节到第六节
4-6 For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Verse 5 Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Verse 6 So we are always confidentKnowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
这段圣经是在讲我们离开这个世界以后要回到神那个地方去。
And this passage is referring us that one day when we depart from this earth, we'll return back to God.
所以第五节，为此培植我们的就是神。
And the one who has prepared us for this very thing is God.
他是圣灵给我们做凭据
And he has given us this very thing, this Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
哦，所以得圣灵就是神给我们一个证明啊，他已经为我们预备天国的永生。
And so receiving the Holy Spirit is a proof, as guarantee that God has prepared the inheritance in heaven for us.
哦，所以我们就很有把握，我今天离开世界，我可以到天国去。
And therefore we can be fully assured that if I were to die today, I can go to heaven.
耶稣已经复活了。
Because Lord Jesus has risen.
他还活着。
He still lives today.
他活在我们当中。
He lives among us.
我们可以求告他，体验他。
We can ask of him. We can experience him.
他的圣灵也要降在我们身上。
And his Holy Spirit is promised to descend upon us.
啊，唱诗。
And sing him.
481首。
481.